Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ring-ting-a-ling, ding-ting.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong-ding.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong-ding.
A Christmas party of two, and all of you, welcome to Soul Sisters.
Aw, how are you?
Ah, geez, I'm good.
Okay, before we get into anything, let's officially open the last episode of the season.
The final episode.
Yes, welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
The podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and it will help you to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. Okay, so talk me through what happens when you're in work and you have your microphone there and you're working on a podcast that you're not the presenter of and you get up and you walk off. Like, where do people think you're going?
Well, luckily we're doing it at kind of lunchtime. So I just put everything into my bag and disappeared upstairs, up one floor. But before I came up here to get on the mic, I was listening to the Dish Christmas special.
Oh, tell us everything.
Tom Holland, I take it all back. I thought that Tom was a very nice man who, you know, was maybe a little bit square. And full transparency, Tom, I'm really sorry, but I did kind of think, like, what is Zendaya thinking? But I was judging a book by its cover, and I was taking other people's opinions and using them as my own. Having spent 90 minutes in the company of Tom Holland, he's a lovely guy. He's a fun guy. He's a solid, interesting, curious, intellectual movie star. You never hear that. And actually, I thought, to expand out my judgment on him slightly, is it the reason that I'm still single, that I have a thing against good guys? You know?
So he's Spider-Man, right? Because I brought this up. We had our dinner up at Needy and Do's last night because we are going away for Christmas. So this was like our little Christmas dinner before we go. And I said, something came up about Tom Holland. And I said, oh yeah, he's going to be on Dish. And everyone, Sam, Sophie, they're all like, they love him, the younger generation.
They do. The Gen Zers are mad about him. So that's why we think this episode is going to do really well. And in there, Tom, what I was concerned about most was Tom was going to be a bit sanitized around his life and whatever. He was quite the opposite. He went into family Christmas. He went into Christmas with Zendaya. He went into working on the same movies as Zendaya. He brought us right behind the curtain.
Oh, I love it. And I would love to be a fly on the wall at anyone's Christmas dinner that I know. I love just what he is talking about. And I can see the difference, right? Just coming from Jamie's family and their conversations and my family's conversations. Now, my family's conversations are loud. We're all trying to be heard. And last night, Sophie, who is my future sister-in-law with Sambe, said something that brought silence to our Christmas dinner. She said, do you know what? I really think Sabrina Carpenter put Barry Keoghan on the map.
Now, what I want you to tell me is there was a conversation about sprouts and how they were cooked going on, and then up comes...
So we were wondering, who was the bigger star, Paul Mescal or Barry Keoghan? Now, the lads were saying Barry, and his, you know, he takes more complex roles and, you know, he's kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis long term, where Paul Mescal is the, like, wow, the big star, Hollywood, glitz and glam, You know, he's the shiny new thing in Hollywood at the moment. And that's when Sophie came out with her clanger that brought, I actually think someone even put down their knife and fork. It might have been Mick. And you know, the slow head turn.
Actually, I was listening, I mentioned this podcast on maybe the series or the previous series, The Soul Sisters, straight up pop culture podcast. I'm an absolute addict. It's out every Thursday. And actually, in this week's episode, last week's episode, the girls talk about Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan. And they actually think, and I kind of tend to agree with them, that the whole thing was actually a sham, like a publicity stunt.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Now, speaking of high profile breakups, did you see Fern Cotton's news?
I actually have written down to speak about this. I am so sad.
10-year marriage.
Like, it's... And particularly because she has had to have, she had benign tumors removed, one from her ear and one from her jaw in the last few weeks. So she's recovering from that. It's really sad.
Yeah, really sad. I thought the post was honest and open. And I think as well to see someone like Fern, who's in the wellness space, who looks like she has so much success and she's come through so much, for her to admit, you know, my life is not perfect. And she, only when she announced the news that I got to read back through previous things she said about her marriage, like COVID was really tough on them. They really have to work on things. They went through big periods of feeling like very apart. I think it's really honest and refreshing for someone to come out and hold their hands up and say, we tried and it didn't work.
God. Do you know what struck me? And again, I stand as a somebody who is child free. So, you know, you can guide me through this. But when I saw her statement on her stories saying our priority has always been our children and we will, and it will continue to be that, there's a part of me that worries about parenting, but not communicating as a couple. So your kids arrive and you are, you know, just absolutely beyond busy bringing them up. And so what suffers is your connection and your love. And I think everybody just assumes that it bounces back, that marriages and relationships bounce back. But actually, you need to continue to tend to them as much as you tend to your growing babies.
You know, the way I said a couple of weeks ago that I was forced to turn off my phone on a flight and therefore I had to turn to the side and talk to Jamie for 2 hours.
Yes.
So let me tell you about the Good Glow Christmas party. Last Wednesday, Jamie and I, now fair play to him, he completely organized this. I couldn't believe it actually. Because we have to go back and forth on so many things with the logistics of the house. Like, we were going out yesterday to my mum's house and I was trying to curl my hair because normally I have 5 minutes to get ready. And I was like, I want to look nice for this Christmas dinner. And Jamie comes in and he's like, what do you want me to put in the baby bag? And I was like, the same things we put in it every day. Like, there's no need for this interaction. And that frustrates us sometimes, is like the main things that we fight about are just stupid things that the other person probably didn't even need to say in that moment. So on Wednesday, now it would have been easier to cancel the dinner and just stay at home. But we made an effort. We got a taxi into town. We went to Coppinger Row, which is like a cool, fun, happy place for us to be. The food is just so good. The drinks are so good. I was actually saying to Mark, who owns Coppinger Row, who was chatting to us, I was like, I feel like I'm in London or New York here. Like, I love that we can, even the clientele, like everyone was so cool in there. And I was, you know, as the night was going on, Jamie, we were roaring laughing by the end of the 2 hours.
Oh, were you?
And it was just as the night went on, as I was on my third glass of wine,
My husband looked even more amazing than I realized.
It's like, yeah, you are so funny and we get on so well when we can just drop everything else. I was like, let's not talk about work. Let's not talk about the kids. And we connected and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday we wake up, we're like, the house is a happy place to be.
Oh.
But I had said to you that it had been years since we did that, since we actually made the time. We're always out with Audrey and Jack or with our friends or with our families, actually going out together and speaking to each other and reminding ourselves of why we're together. Like, that is 10 years into my marriage. Like, that's needs to be a huge priority for me going forward. I was even going to tell you on this podcast, like, since we've had Tally, like, it hasn't been easy for our marriage. I'm not going to come on this podcast and pretend I have a perfect life. Mm-hmm. Like, our marriage has been hard this year. And, you know, Fir and Cotton's news, we got married at the same time, was a reminder to me of, holy shit, like, I need to prioritize this.
Yeah, wow. And I would say, you know, Jessie, her husband is in Reef. He's a musician. And, you know, he goes away for long periods of time and stuff on tour. And it's hard to know. And again, you have to be the spokesperson on this. It's hard to know which is worse, being confined in a space together and familiarity breeding contempt, or one of the couple being away for long periods of time, so the disconnect happens.
Yeah, I think you have to let your husband out for a few hours at least and make sure he brings you home a coffee from the cheese bar. But for weeks at a time, like, that's so hard.
Oh, it's so hard. And look, the resentment grows, I'm sure, because you're raising kids without the other. And there's all this kind of FaceTime parenting going on. It's, you know, I really respected her, though. And actually, I had sent her, she and I worked together a few years ago, and I had actually sent her a message the other day just to say, listen, I'm thinking of you and thank you for sharing the most challenging times of your life with everybody. It helps more than you ever know. And then a couple of days later, she releases that statement. I'm thinking, my God, this girl is in the eye of the storm.
Insane that you text her before that, though. You felt like you needed to say something to her before it even happened.
Yes. And I hadn't spoken to her for a long time. We worked together, you know, in COVID times. And I just felt really pulled to send a message. And she came back to me, which, again, you know, I wouldn't have expected. And she was like, oh, thanks, I really appreciate that.
Wow.
So, you know, we are thinking of her. And anybody, it's in the air, lads. I it's so weird. This is going to sound really weird, but when I am brushing my teeth and getting ready to go to work, my bathroom window is open. And so I hear parents taking kids to school passing my window, like, really audibly, like, I can hear conversations. And in the last week or so, I have felt everything's gone up a notch in terms of stress. Mums in particular are just like, come on. And I heard some, you know, back and forth between kids and parents today. And I just thought, God, this time of year. In fact, this is what I wanted to read to you. Matt Haig, who we all know and love. If you haven't, check him out on Instagram, because the man talks so much sense. And again, like Fern Cotton, shares such vulnerability online. This is what Matt Haig shared the other day. December doesn't change your brain if it isn't made for an overload of parties, alcohol, shit food and socializing. It's OK to say no to this stuff. There is nothing festive about burnout.
I saw that.
And what I wanted to say and further to that, for parents, you guys don't get an opportunity to address your own burnout, because the responsibility is to make Christmas a magical time for your kids.
Yeah. To be rolling up arancini balls on a Saturday morning.
Did you do that?
No, not yet, but I'm planning to. I might give it the axe now. But you're so right. I think a really great thing to do, and, you know, I should practice what I preach and do this in my own house this Christmas. But what is the energy you want in your house this Christmas? Is it joy? Is it peace? Is it fun, connection. Like, what is it? What do your kids want this Christmas? Like, have you asked them? Maybe they're tired and they want to just sit on the floor in the lounge and play with their toys. Ask people who you live with, because I think that's where the frustration builds. Like, what do you need this Christmas? Let's try to facilitate that. It's like when I speak about the joy list, like, what brings you joy? Like, have we asked each other what makes us happy, what we need? And I think that's a really nice thing to do this Christmas. Like, I looked in the mirror a couple of weeks ago and I could not believe the bags under my eyes. And I could see it in photos, in videos that I was doing. I was like, whoa, this is weird for me. Like, I don't normally have visible bags. So I made an effort over the last couple of weeks to sleep, to prioritize rest. So happy to say they're going, they're not gone. But we need to step back sometimes and address, like, how am I feeling? How do the kids feel? What do we need? Okay, let's go from here. And I think that reminder, you know, that quote you've just read out is excellent.
Try and put the duty in the back seat and get rid of that people-pleasing element of the festive season. Like you say, if it's movie night, rather than going to see aunties and uncles night, let it happen. Be and then see.
Yeah, be and see. Thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and it will help you to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. So let's talk about your reason to smile this week, Claire.
Well, Christmas comes to all of us, and Christmas is signposted by many apps. And the one of the most important apps, I suppose, over Christmas is your music playing app, whether it's Apple or Spotify. Spotify is my chosen music platform, and they do Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
So they give you the top five artists you've been listening to for 2024. So look, I'm not going to get you to guess who's in there because you already know who's in there, but I'm going to get you to guess where he features.
Mm-hmm. Our Phil.
Where does Phil Collins feature in my top five artists of 2024?
Hey, like, he has to be number one.
No, he's not.
What? Three.
No.
Five.
No.
Two. I don't know.
Yeah, two.
Who's number one?
Griff.
Okay, so what was your reason to smile?
Well, my reason to smile is because I bleated on about Phil Collins so much and put him on so many people around the world, he still didn't make it to the number one spot.
Sorry, Phil. Maybe next year you'll be Solon's number one. So for the final time this season, Colgate Max White Ultra really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. It's available in stores nationwide. So why not stick it in someone's Christmas stocking? So I was looking up a few bits and bobs to try figure out what sort of year we're heading into in 2025, because we're not going to be talking to the Soul Sisters early next year. Mm-hmm. So 2025 is the year of the wood snake.
I've never even heard of a wood snake.
So it promises introspection, wisdom and growth. Each Chinese sign will experience unique challenges and opportunities. Rats find stability. Rabbits and dragons enjoy prosperity. Snake face obstacles. Horses and goats and roosters thrive. So yeah, that seems fitting for you heading into a year of maybe a few obstacles, but a year of wisdom, growth and introspection.
Yes. Now, hang on. I have to remind myself what I am. I was a rooster. What are us roosters going to do?
Yeah. So that means next year
you're going to thrive. Oh, my God.
Is that good news for you?
Oh my God, you're joking me. That is great news. I just, wow, 2025, bring it.
Now, I am the ox, so what? Oh, stability. I'll find a bit of stability. Jesus, I've been looking for that for years. Oh God, I'm so happy I can finally chill and relax.
Because we did the work, you see.
Well, yeah, we did the work,
you know. Oh, thank God.
So, you know, I know you're home for a brief time this Christmas. You're going to be, you know, spending quality time, which is great because you're going to be aware that you're not home for a long time. So I know that will kind of speed up your experience probably of connecting. Mm. So you're heading back to London. What's London going to be like that time of year, like the 28th, 29th?
Oh my God, it is beautiful.
Is it?
There's not a sinner in the place. Quiet. And that feeling, like that hustle, that bustle, that ooh, is gone. And everybody has just retreated to their family homes outside of the capital. So it's going to be a really pleasurable place to be.
Nice. And you can like stroll up to cut the mustard, buy your sourdough bread. Just like have a nice time.
I'm really going to try and get back into a healthy eating regime as quickly as I can. So as you say, like 4 days of complete excess and then just come back. I'm really fond of your broth, by the way.
Mm.
And I love the upgrade of the Tbilisi soup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm gifting myself for Christmas, actually, is a slow cooker.
Oh, nice.
Because I love that meat that falls away. Like I love that. I was raised on like that, you know, really beef, soft and stewy beef and vegetables. So that's pretty much what my January is going to consist of.
Nice, nice. So yeah, I made the Tbilisi soup yesterday. It was so just grounding.
Oh.
I also got in the egg.
Oh, how did we get this far into the podcast without checking in?
So I booked the egg, and so the egg is flotation therapy, in case someone missed the podcast last week. And you did it the last time you were home. So I said, okay, it's time for me to get in the egg. So Jamie was making a coffee one of the mornings and I said, I've booked in to go to the egg on Friday. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run to Stillorgan.
Wow.
And then I'm going to get in the egg. And he said, I don't think that's a good idea. I was like, really? Would you not do that? He said, I really don't think you should run to Stillorgan and then float around for an hour in an egg. And I was like, okay. So because we're off to do a half marathon in the Alps in January, my plan from, say, this week onwards is just to run everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. In bed, running.
In Dunn's. Sprinting around the place. If someone needs something in the shop, I'm going to run there.
Right, yes.
Because I've found myself in a little bit of a pickle with my training because of the show and the concert hall. Like, I really felt like I had to down tools for like 2-3 weeks to just work on the show. So my training fell a little bit behind. So I'm having those kind of limiting beliefs at the moment. Anyway, I didn't end up running to Stillorgan, but I got into the egg. I lasted 40 minutes and I had a really nice time. Now, I was expecting, because I did read on the website that you get like breakthroughs and ideas and it's a really creative place to be. So I got into the egg and I started floating and I had the lovely music at the start and then the music stops and then the lights, you can turn them off if you want. And I turn off the lights and I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for a breakthrough. I was like, give me a good idea. Come on. I'm feeling it. And it didn't happen. So I surrendered after 10 minutes of trying to come up with an idea of something cool. I was like, stop. That's not what you're here for. Like, be open to this experience. Maybe it's bringing you something else. So I relaxed and I felt, after a few minutes, like immense feelings of gratitude.
Wow. Oh, that has given me, I've got shivers from that, because what I loved about that arc is that you didn't force yourself into the gratitude. It came naturally with the surrender. It was a byproduct of a surrender. So that's really interesting. And just to pick up on what you were saying about where's the light bulb moment? Where's my creativity? I have definitely been struggling, which I have, you know, shared with you guys in the last few weeks. One minute I'm fine, the next minute I'm not. And so what I have been really good at in the last week is being vigilant about sitting down and doing my meditation. I'm really quite a frustrated version of myself at the moment. So it's hard to sit still. But I just am like, a bit like you, sit. Like I'm talking to a dog. Sit.
It's like me talking to Tally.
So just sit and focus on nothing as much as you can. And here's the gold, right? So I've been doing it every morning. And I haven't been jumping up and feeling immediately good, but what I have been getting is stuff dropping in. So in those moments when I'm walking to work or I'm doing something, a little like a solution to my problem comes through. Nice. Oh, you know what you should do about this? Bing. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea.
Wow.
And I hadn't had access to that in the last few weeks because I'd just been like in it. So the lesson I think from where you're sitting or floating and from where I'm sitting is try as much as possible to stop trying.
Yes. Because we're always trying to force things.
Mm.
I love it.
I think you will laugh at this, and I hope you do, but I see you glazing over a little bit when I talk about my cat.
Oh my God.
Is that a truth bomb?
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, is it that obvious?
Yeah, so tell
me. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
I just want to say to you, I see you. And I'm also very happy that you're happy for me. But I have, if you will indulge me, I have one cat story.
Yeah.
For you this week.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's really interesting sharing my flat with anybody, particularly an animal, because, and you must see this with your doggo, they just pick up on everything. Mm. And so I have been like a sort of an agitated and sort of, you know, maybe stressed out version of myself of late. And she is mirroring that back to me. Like she's not happy to sit, or she won't come for any cuddles. And she's just like, let me out, let me out, let me out. So I let her out and I was putting the bins out. And usually she'd just be in the building, but I decided to let her out so I could go to the bin store. And I met my neighbor, Antonio, who is Italian, and he was telling me how he'd met her as well. And he's like, God, she's so full of personality. She's such a joy to be around. You know, I love interacting with her. And so while Antonio and me were talking about her, he goes inside. The cat has gone like up the road. So I get the little jingly jingly bell that I usually try and find her with. I arm myself with the dreamies, the treats, and I start walking Pendle Road, ringing me bell and whatever. Now I am dressed in a cap, a pair of tracky bottoms and a big woolen jumper, right? And my hair is down. So I'm looking around for a look and I keep thinking I've heard her. I'm looking into people's gardens. I'm using the torch on my phone and I'm like aiming the torch down people's driveways and side passageways. And then suddenly out of the darkness, I hear, excuse me, why are you taking a picture of my neighbor's house? I'm like, oh my God, Morto. Turn around to see a man who resembles Santa Claus, genuinely, like actual Santa Claus. And I look around, but he's Santa Claus and he's very angry. And I said, and he goes, could you explain, please, why you're taking photographs in the dark? And I said, it's just my kitten has gone missing and I'm using the torch on my, excuse me? And we're too far away for him to actually hear me. Mm. So then I'm getting a bit pissed off because I'm also one of this man's, I'm also one of this man's neighbours. So I'm so then a little bit of the redhead rage comes up and I'm like, sir, my kitten is missing. And I'm using the torch on my phone to look for her. I live in this flat. This is my flat. And then he's like, well, I'm very sorry for being nosy. It's just I'm making sure that I keep an eye out for burglars. And I'm like, well, that's insulting. And I was like, yeah. He then walks off. And the minute he walks off, the cat suddenly springs out of nowhere and runs over to me. And I grabbed her, and marching back in. Slam the door. And then I'm like peering out to see if he's still there.
The absolute cheek of him.
The absolute cheek of him. And he had a friend slash partner who was behind him. And you could see that he hadn't bought into the whole situation. He was like, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go.
Must be because you're Irish.
Well, that's what I thought, you see.
Sadly, we discovered that where we both went for our flotation therapy is closing down this Christmas, which is really sad. They're called Drift on Instagram. If you want to go read their social media post, they just said like the cost of living has made it impossible for them to run their business. So we're sending so much love to all of them and hopefully they find a way to help people in another way. But you know, it's just so devastating. But what I wanted to recommend to the Soul Sisters this year for the final episode, and you don't need to hear from me, but let's try to buy local as much as we can this Christmas. I think I'm going to go out and try to buy from local producers and local farmers and things like that this Christmas. But what I did want to recommend is, you know, I talk about the French cheese bar. I went into, it's in Whelan's Wines in Shankill, and I went in just to get a coffee last week, and Julian, who owns the French cheese bar, was like, oh, my partner told me you were speaking about, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate it. You know, they're new to the neighborhood. Not a lot of people would know they're in there, but what they do is they do like charcuterie cheese boards that you can order. So if you're having people over on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, or you're having a gathering, why not order a little cheese plate from them? You're shopping local, you're supporting a local business. And I think that we should all do that this Christmas as much as we can.
And you see what else you're doing there? You're outsourcing what is a burden in your day or your weekend. Let somebody else do it. Let the experts do it and enjoy then the socializing even more.
Yeah, like forget rolling your arancini balls. Just order a plate of cheese. Happy days. So what are you recommending?
Well, I wanted to give myself some treats for next year. I wanted to learn French and I also wanted to see what else was out there. So I kind of put it out to the universe. Come to me. Come at me. And have you ever heard of feminine sexual alchemy?
No.
Okay, so Moira runs Feminine Sexual Alchemy and she has a 10-week program with lifetime access and it starts at the end of January. Now I was like, okay, this is definitely sounds like a bit of me because it's for women who want to embody their sexuality. So if you're in a relationship or even if you're single, you can learn about how to prioritize things like sexual self-care. There's breast massage. There's hormonal health. There's loads in this course. So Moira is taking me and many other women on a 10-week journey. We can increase our vitality. We can get higher libido. We can reduce our symptoms of PMS, perimenopause, and we can focus on radical self-love.
That's unreal. Okay, I'll link that in the show notes.
I'll send you the link. And not only that, I got in touch with Moira and said I was going to talk to the Soul Sisters about it. So if this is something you're interested in, girls, Moira said she will give us a discount. So with code SOULSISTERS, you can get 200 quid off.
Wow, great deal.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so looks like that's it. Another year of Soul Sisters. Oh my God. And I'm so happy to say we will be back next year together. Thank you so much. Like, it's so easy to be like, thank you so much for listening. But no, really, thank you so much for listening and all the feedback and support you give us. We love this community so much.
We do. It's been a really special season as well because we started off with the live show. So we were in the room with many of you. And I, like Georgie said, really appreciate all of you. And it doesn't feel like podcasters and listeners. It feels like just a gang of people sitting around a table having a chat.
Yeah. One of my favorite things that happens to me in my life is when someone taps me on the shoulder and just goes, I'm a soul sister. Because you don't even have to explain it. It's just like, okay, you get it, I get it. There's so much unsaid here. We're just connected. So thank you to all the soul sisters who did that this year for us. And huge, huge thank you to Colgate for all the support, Bella and the team. Mm. My God, they literally just let us speak about the brand so organically, so naturally. That means so much to us. It is a brand that we absolutely, completely believe in and love being a part of. So thank you so much to Colgate too.